to Brussels now, where the vote was 25 out of 27. That's the vote of EU member states agreeing to join a fiscal treaty to enforce budget discipline. The Czech Republic and the UK were refusing to sign up. There's still a question about enforcing budgetary discipline in the nation of Greece. Joining us now is Duncan Crawford, European correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Duncan, what's the significance of what was decided today?
Well, this fiscal treaty will mean closer economic links between the European countries who have signed up to it. So they'll have strict rules on how much debt they can build up, and their budgets will be checked at a European level. It means that there is now a two-speed Europe, or a two-tier Europe is actually probably a better term to use, with 25 countries from the EU now having greater economic integration, and Britain and the Czech Republic on the outside because they didn't want to give up national control of their budgets. The treaty is really designed with the future in mind to prevent a future debt crisis. And Germany has always wanted to tighten up other countries' economic rules. Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, has got her way in doing this, in tightening up the fiscal architecture of the Eurozone. And now, having done so, some will hope it will mean that Germany, the economic powerhouse of Europe, will be more willing to help out other EU countries.
So, Duncan, what does the market and what do ratings agencies make of this integration? Is this a positive step, or does it sort of put everybody in the same leaky boat?
I think long term, it's hoped that this will create a lot more confidence in the markets, that Europe is coming together, acting as one, and they hope that will restore more confidence in the European economy. Of course, in the immediate term, it hasn't had much impact. This is really a treaty designed to prevent a future debt crisis as opposed to the immediate one. In terms of the immediate things they're trying to do to help countries' economic problems, they're trying now to focus on growth and job creation. For the last year or so, it's all been about austerity, about tax rises and spending cuts. But now they realise unemployment has been repeatedly going up across Europe. It's now 23 million people who are out of jobs. In Spain, there's a real problem of youth unemployment, 50% of people under the age of 25 without a job. So they're looking at job creation schemes, redirecting EU funds into job creation schemes to try and boost job levels in those countries which are worst affected.
And for the 17 euro nations, unemployment 10.4% in December. That's up from 10.3. Trend line bad there. Spain's unemployment 22.9%. You mentioned the raw numbers there. Are these recession numbers?
There are fears that now much of Europe is slipping into recession. And, you know, you look at the figures, it doesn't look good for a number of countries, Spain, France, Italy, among them. Greece as well is very much on the agenda. Real fears about what's going on there, because again, it is facing bankruptcy. It's already had one bailout, but needs another. And the second bailout deal is worth 130 billion euros. But Greece will only get the money if the government there agrees to even more spending cuts, and if it manages to convince private investors to take a 50% cut in what they're owed.
The talks continue in Brussels. Duncan Crawford, European correspondent for our partner, the BBC.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.